No matter what you ate today, chances are you have pollinators to thank for it. These animals are responsible for one out of every three bites of food we eat, from blueberries and apples to chocolate and almonds. We depend on them to survive, but recent reports of declining pollinator populations suggest it might be time for us to help them. Here to discuss pollinators and their critical role in the food chain is National Wildlife Federation President and CEO Colin O'Mara. Thanks for joining me today, Colin.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
So bees typically come to mind, of course, when we think of pollinators, but they're not the only ones. What does this category of animals consist of?
Yeah, so pollinators are animals that move basically from plant to plant searching for food. And when they're searching for pollen, high-energy nectar to eat, they're basically dusted with a little bit of the pollen, and then they're moving it to the next flower. And so they fertilize the plant and help it to reproduce. So there's over 100,000 invertebrates that fall into this category.
Wow.
So butterflies, moths, wasps, flies, beetles. Bees get a lot of hype, and we talk a lot about things like monarch butterflies. But beetles actually pollinate 88% of the world's 240,000 flowering plants. They also include 1,000 mammals, birds and reptiles and amphibians. Even some bats and lemurs and even some rodents are considered pollinators because of this role they play in reproduction of plants.
Fascinating. Well, I know, unfortunately, that many pollinators are facing significant population declines. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the numbers are scary. And we've seen a 90% decline in monarch populations. The number of managed honeybee colonies in the U.S. has declined over the past 60 years from about 6 million colonies or beehives in 1947 down to just 2.5 million today, so more than a 50% drop. There's 15 vertebrate pollinator species that are endangered already, and so the losses are significant. And really, the biggest issue is habitat loss. We've lost hundreds of millions of acres of habitat across North America. You have invasive species that are either taking food or habitat away from the pollinators we need. You have parasites, you have pesticides, you have chemical impacts. So the impacts are pretty significant.
Well, why are pollinators so important to the planet? I mean, what consequences would result from their extinction?
As you started remarks, I mean, one out of every three kind of bites of food that we have, 33% of the food we eat, is pollinated in some way. And so for kind of the good of our diet and, frankly, some of the healthiest foods are those that are pollinated, your fruits and vegetables in particular. So they pollinate various plants, seeds, berries, fruits, other foods that are produced. And this is the foundation of the food chain. And so if you don't have bees sufficient to pollinate and other pollinators sufficient to pollinate these crops, imagine the impacts it would have both on the states but also the entire country.
Well, let's talk about solutions. What can be done to protect pollinator populations?
So there's some big things we have to do, right? We have to make sure that we're providing habitat at scale in places like on the edges of farms and on public lands and national parks and median strips along highways. But there's also a lot that individuals can do. I mean, every single resident of Baltimore or the county or the entire state can have a pollinator-friendly garden. They can have, they can have native plants. They can have host plants for butterflies. Things, for example, like the monarch need milkweed, and we've lost a lot of milkweed habitat across the country. Native bees like things like bee balm or coneflowers. So there's plants that everyone could have in their backyard that are absolutely beautiful, that are native and indigenous, and they can make a huge difference. Another thing that everyone can do is actually certify their backyard as a wildlife habitat. The National Wildlife Federation and the National Aquarium have a great program, so you can visit aqua.org/certify to find out how.
Well, listen, thank you very much. Very fascinating topic, and I hope we can get it right. To learn how to create a garden that will attract butterflies and other pollinators, visit aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced for WIPR by the National Aquarium, whose mission is to inspire conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.